Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bank Nation here on a Football Friday, a double bet payoff Friday. Our G-Bank Survivor Pool is coming up at 2:20. We'll pick new games. We'll talk about the bet payoffs, which will include Brian brought us slamming a beer out of a shoe this afternoon. You're going to want to check that out on the webcam. And there is already a bet payoff going down right now on the webcam. You can check that out at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. As Chiafalo is here standing strong, and he's going to need a strong neck to hold that up, I'd say, throughout the show. You're going to have a workout.
A little heavier than I was anticipating, but nothing we can't power through. Just a little adversity, but it's a Football Friday, okay? A bet payoff Football Friday. Life is too good to get down right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the neck feels by the end of the
program.
Can
you move that screen, or that computer screen, to your left a little bit, please? Because yes. Since we can see what's going on there. Yeah, there we go. Right, that's a good spot. Right there. Spot? Yeah, yeah. Okay. See, Carter's trying to get you in frame. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's unbelievable. Okay, we opened with predictions on a Friday. We do have Monday Night Football this week, so it's not terribly urgent. And I suppose if you want to adjust your prediction on Monday afternoon after getting new information over the weekend, that'll be satisfactory. That'll be okay. Right now I'm feeling 31-13 Cowboys, though. I'm ready to stand and deliver. I just cannot wait to see the Cowboys destroy the Giants once again like they always do. Yeah, I don't think Daniel Jones is good. I think the Cowboys' pass rush is insane. The Giants' offensive line is bad. There's only so much a running back can do, and I don't think Saquon Barkley is going to be able to beat you. And you know, their defense isn't that good either. So I feel very comfortable that Cooper Rush is going to push, you know, into 23, 24 points by himself and then give me a defensive touchdown for your final tally, 31-13, Brian. Are you feeling that confident or similar?
I'm feeling a 7-point victory for the Cowboys. But, and by the way, you are the only member that is 2-0.
Yeah.
Picking these games on Friday, so we need to listen to you.
Called both over-unders as
you
well.
You did. You sure did. Dallas 20, Giants 13.
Just as a
13.
Friendly reminder there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just added value for you.
Yeah.
You know, I thought you'd appreciate it. Yeah. I want to get you guys
let me reach around here and pat myself on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to be right. You got to be right. You got to be able to pat yourself on the back
now,
when you can.
It usually is this time of the football season where I get overconfident and then lose my ass. So, you know, entertainment purposes only. You know, this is not gambling advice.
Yeah, I tell you what, I like what you're doing. I like what you're talking about with Cooper Rush. I could only maybe they'll get a get to watch for a return touchdown here, because the Giants have struggled a little bit with that, with their punting game and being able to cover that. So,
you like the Cowboys returning one for a score?
I do.
38-13.
Maybe you don't get your defensive touchdown, but maybe it comes the other way. I like what you're talking about, a touchdown other than offense. But, yeah, I just went Dallas 20, Giants 13 in my prediction.
What you thinking, Eric?
I like that. 20-13, like, that's kind of the ballpark that I'm playing in as well. I am predicting a Cowboys defensive score this Monday night, so that's going to be very, very exciting. I'm probably in that, like, 23-16 range, something like that. I feel good about a Cowboys victory here. I think it would take some type of colossal self-inflicted wounds where the penalties get out of hand and turnovers get out of hand. You saw it last week. Carolina coughed the ball up twice in the first, like, 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Opening kickoff, they give them the ball. Mm. And still, the Giants are having to fight their way through victory at the end. It's not even like, hey, everything's being handed to us, and so we blew the doors off of Carolina. Everything was difficult for them still, but they were gifted two free turnovers in the first portion of the game. To me, that's the only way the Cowboys lose this one.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. 6-8-2, last time I heard Dawson talk like this, we got destroyed by the Broncos. Was I super confident on that game? That would be unfortunate. I don't remember being super confident in that game, but I could have been, you know.
This has got to feel for me like with Carolina last year, you know, where all of a sudden Carolina, I think, came in 3-0. Yeah. They were top defense, run defense.
Fraudulent.
All that stuff. And then Dallas walked away with a big victory, but that was at home. Division opponent stuff. You're right. The Giants have a lot of deficiencies.
And the Cowboys have just been mopping them. So I think a lot of those matchups still are going to have a significant impact on this game. Now, Eric Chiafalo coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll have a couple of reasons to be confident in the Cowboys, even though the Giants are 2-0. And one of them is a ranking of the worst 2-0 teams of all time. And spoiler, you know, the Giants aren't the worst, but they're pretty close. And they're pretty pathetic for being undefeated 2 weeks into the football season. Okay, Mike McCarthy was asked about the idea of Cooper Rush and a quarterback controversy. He said, Dak's our quarterback, and we want Cooper to be as successful as possible. I think it stops right there. He did drop an OS when Sean and RJ asked him that early. It was pretty funny. Amari Cooper and the Browns went again, 7 catches for 100 yards and a touchdown. Jerry said it was just a matter of money. And they're already up against the cap. You know, Dak's cap number jumps from $19 to $49 million. And that's something I'm going to ask Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. Like, how do you plan on mitigating that? Do you just plan on eating all of that? Do you push it into the future? You know, it's really interesting with the cap number jumping to $30 million. And you know how cap worried they are. But it doesn't look good for the Cowboys at all right now. You know, with Amari Cooper with back-to-back 100-yard games and had a nice touchdown, running really good routes. Right now, it appears they should have kept Amari and maybe let Michael Gallup go and let Dalton Schultz go. There's your $22 million bucks or whatever you need, right? Hey, I'm actually saving you a little bit of money. You just didn't have to keep Dalton Schultz or Michael Gallup. And I'm a huge fan of Michael Gallup. But if it was one or the other, Amari Cooper or Gallup and Schultz through 3 weeks, it'd be an easy decision if you look at the tape.
Gallup, Schultz, I'm sorry. I was reading about Thibodeau and Ojulari coming back, and I started thinking about their pass rush. But in terms of Gallup and Schultz coming back, who would you rather have?
No, Gallup and Schultz or Amari Cooper.
Oh, man. Well,
because of the big game last night.
Yeah.
Amari.
Well, I think to me, what we've seen from Amari Cooper is he's still the number one wide receiver that we kind of always appreciated. And so that's, to me, more important than a number two wide receiver off an ACL and, you know, a decent tight end, but not a game breaker. So I'd rather have a number one guaranteed wide receiver to me. Like, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would absolutely want the number one wide receiver, but the problem is, one is, you know, Amari Cooper's now working with Kevin Stefanski as a play caller. He, you know, Amari Cooper here would be with Kellen Moore.
So the version of Amari Cooper we're getting right now would not be.
I think it's really because of the play.
He also looks healthy. Like maybe he had a real offseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. You know, they're probably figuring out ways to keep him fresh. And you know, he doesn't always practice. Well, he didn't always practice here with the Cowboys, but he lined up and played. You know, but the biggest difference right now with Amari Cooper being here or in Cleveland is the play caller. They figured out ways to get him the football or how to scheme him to get the football. So, you know, the one thing I had seen is Dalton Schultz makes plays, but you know how Dalton Schultz makes plays, the waggles, the boots, the things like that.
It's not really threatening the defense.
Not threatening
the
defense.
Yeah, just taking what they get.
It's deception. You know, it is like, okay, we get the defense to go this way, we'll come this way, and we'll throw them the football. You know, I mean, it's amazing. Jacoby Brissett throwing the football. That's it.
Yeah.
You saw last week what, you know, a little bit what Cooper Rush could do, put the ball out in front of CeeDee Lamb, made a couple of nice catches. Mm. Yeah, Noah Brown, 5 catches, all 5 big catches in the game. something to that, man. There's something to the scheme, and there's something to the guy throwing the football.
Wow, that's tough criticism, but I think everybody involved, you know, should share some of the blame. Now that you say that, Jerry's taken a lot of the heat for letting Amari Cooper go, but what about the play caller and designer for not finding great plays that work for him?
Yeah.
And what about the quarterback for not being able to, you know, have something bigger happened? So I think all three probably deserve some criticism, and we'll see if Amari Cooper can stay healthy. You know, maybe an injury is right around the corner and slowing down. But right now, you know, it looks like last year maybe he was fighting the foot a little bit because he was unable to work out the entire offseason going into 2021. And maybe the COVID slowed him down a little bit, because by the time you got to December, he wasn't running these kind of routes that we're seeing right now, jumping off the screen again like he's 23-year-old Amari Cooper. Okay, the former head of Mississippi's Department of Human Services has pled guilty to both state and federal conspiracy and theft charges in what officials have called the largest embezzlement scheme in the state's history, according to the Department of Justice and the Hinds County District Attorney. John Davis, 54, worked with several people, including the former governor Phil Bryant and Brett Favre. Neither of those two have been charged or arrested as of yet, but it seems like you absolutely should be arrested for this.
Yes. It's mail fraud is what you're in.
Mail fraud?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's mail fraud. And so
wire fraud, I think I read as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about it is with when you start to talk about Brett Favre is likely going to face charges and significant charges too for this. Mm. And so we'll see. We'll see if, you know, here he is a hero in the state of Mississippi. But, man, you talk about the people that cheered for you and you're taking from them and stealing from them, you know, and the funds and things like that, and not even thinking about it that way. And, heck, can we get caught? How are we, you know, going to do this? You know, a guy made over $100 million playing football, and he has to steal from the state of Mississippi to do this? That's just the ultimate greed right there. And they're going to, you know, they're going to charge him. And he deserves to face these charges. And, you know, if they let him off because he's an athlete or a, you know, former player and all that, shame on the state of Mississippi. He's guilty of these charges.
And playing the role of a philanthropist at the same time, you know, it's just, oh, I'm so awesome, man. I want to give to these kids, and you're taking it from poor people. Like, it doesn't get much lower than that, dude.
It took about $60 million at this whole, you know, with everything that went on.
And
money
this guy,
that was earmarked for poor families of Mississippi.
This guy that was found guilty was sort of the head of it, right?
He was, yeah.
So it began with him. It went to the governor. It went to Favre. And everybody should be, you know, facing significant punishment for this. I don't know what the guidelines say as far as jail time, but considering, you know, people go to jail for stealing significantly less, I guess I'm conditioned to believe what they do is when it's a politician or so-called white-collar crime, the guidelines for the sentence will be much lower, and they'll find ways to like excuse the behavior. Oh, he didn't have a criminal history. They'll say, you know, this and the other. But we're talking about millions and millions of dollars and kids, probably thousands going hungry in that state over the last decade as a result of this horrible crime that's been committed. So Mississippi, I expect you to scour the books for any excuse you can to let Favre and the governor off. Please prove me wrong. Yeah. Please. I don't expect to be proven wrong, but if I am, I'll be joyful.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of issues out there. And this one, you know, Brett Favre, he did not have to go this route. He chose to go this route. And so if the state of Mississippi throws the book at him, well, then, you know what? That's so be it. You made this choice.
He's still stacking money with all these endorsement deals. He's probably making as much as he did during some of his playing years.
Greed. It's all about greed. And that's the and again, there are people in the state of Mississippi. It's one of the poorest states we have in this union. You know, Louisiana, Mississippi. I mean, it's some of the greatest people you ever meet down there too. They don't deserve that. They don't deserve to be stolen from a professional athlete that made over $100 million in his career.
Well, it seems like a lot of his endorsers are like quietly dropping out, except for Copperfit. Copperfit's the one that is standing by their man, Brett Favre. They say Copperfit has worked with Brett Favre for nearly 9 years. He has always acted honorably, and we know him to be a very decent man. So that's kind of where they're at. But everybody else, like SiriusXM, 33rd Team, Halo, Odyssey Health, I don't really know much about any of these brands, but they have all kind of just like quietly pulled away from their endorsing of him. But Copperfit, standing strong.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's going to need something to hold him together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you know, everything's kind of falling apart right now.
Okay, we got a little bit of soccer news. Unfortunately, the U.S. fell to Japan this morning in their second-to-last World Cup warm-up. They came out flat. They looked horrible. They looked like they didn't care. And as a U.S. soccer fan, I was disgusted with their performance. Christian Pulisic missed the game due to an unspecified injury. The Federation says Pulisic was out because of a knock he took in training earlier this week. They will play Saudi Arabia on a Tuesday. But yeah, I tuned in the 73rd minute because it got started early and dropping off Abby and I was like, oh yeah, the soccer game. And the first thing I heard was the last time the USA didn't have a shot on goal was 15 games ago and they ended up not getting a shot on goal at all for the competition. So that was tough. Our friend John Gray and the Rangers host Cleveland Guardians tonight, 6:30 pregame here on The Fan. Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. We have Mike Bassick asked a heck of a question to Jerry Jones this morning about his biggest regret from the Romo era and how you make sure it doesn't play out again. That's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. Don't settle for less. Okay, Survivor Pool update. Coming up at 4:20, Brian is going to pay off his bet payoff so we can get back in this pool. He will be slamming a cold Miller Lite out of a shoe, an old shoe, an old dusty gym shoe that Chiafalo brought in.
Yeah, it's my sauna sneaker.
Wow.
It's going to be pretty, like, I don't think anybody's insides are built to handle what it is that Broadus is going to be bombarded with that comes out of that shoe.
And then Chiafalo is currently in the midst of a bet payoff there. Now, you call this the Cincinnati bow tie, essentially?
Yeah, we lost to the Bengals last week. We beat them. It was Cincinnati week last week, but I lost in the survivor pool, so I went ahead and chose the Cincinnati bow tie. And when it arrived, my whole family shares an Amazon Prime account, and so I accidentally sent it to the wrong address. So I got a text yesterday from my little brother, who still lives at my parents' house, and just had a picture of these that are hanging on my neck right now.
Those are truck nuts.
These are truck nuts. And he was like, is this yours? And I was like, yes, I'm sorry. It's for work. Like, please, I need these big time. And then my wife was helping me make them into a necklace today. And unannounced, in comes my mother-in-law, just surprise visit. And she was like, wow, pelotas, really?
Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. That's what you're looking at right there. I'll take the Chargers at home against the Jags. I'm a little bit worried about putting my fate in the hands of an injured Justin Herbert, but I'm hearing good stuff about him. They've had extra rest. So I like Los Angeles at home to take care of business against the Jags, who are probably way overconfident after getting their shutout dub. But I don't know. I just don't see a lot of good stuff. The Chiefs visit the Colts. Maybe you like that. Indy looked horrible, but I still think there's a ton of ability in that team. The Bucks and Pack would be, you know, good picks, but they play each other. So where are you going, Chiafalo, Broadus?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not confident. Like, the NFL doesn't allow us to be confident, really, with any pick. You can make the argument for any team at any time, anywhere, and that's what makes the NFL so amazing, and it makes this survivor pool, or suicide pool, I should say, extremely, extremely nerve-wracking. So I'm 0-1. I'm going to go with what I believe is the safest bet of the weekend, and it is the Chiefs. And it's playing against Gus Bradley's single high safety defense that Pat Mahomes always dominates. They're without their best linebacker. It means their defense kind of falls apart. Darius Leonard, now Shaq Leonard. So I will take the Chiefs to go into Indy and stump the Colts.
I am going to take the Philadelphia Eagles playing at the Washington Commanders this week.
That's a good one.
Yeah, okay. I feel like that you know, Philly, I know it's a pretty big line, pretty big spread between the two.
They usually beat them by 10.
Yeah, I just kind of just, it's one of those things. Carson Wentz is going to freak out in this game, and, you know, I think they're going to beat him up pretty good. Give me the Eagles to win this one against the Commanders.
All right. Now, if either of us are wrong, or Wolchuk, there will be another bet payoff next week. Now, at any point, can you cry uncle in these bet payoffs? And just say, I'm out.
No, you got to keep going.
No.
You got to go all the way through the end of the year.
You got to get through the season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to get through the season here. Yeah. This is, we're not half-assed in this thing, boys.
No.
It's a long season, but we gotta have the stamina.
Maybe we'll get a chance to review the possible bet payoffs in their entirety, and maybe have you guys suggest some on the text or the chat. Okay, heck of a question this morning from Mikey B. He said, you know, the biggest failure is not getting Romo to the Super Bowl. You've said that, Jerry. What are those failures? And how do you make sure you don't let it happen again? And Jerry answered, well, that's a good question. That's a good question. He said it twice, which means he had to think about it.
Had to think about it.
And we've really, with Dak, we've really emphasized the offensive line. We had one of the best offensive lines he's played behind. He's played behind one of the best offensive lines there is in football the last several years. I like what we had for him at running back. I like what we've had for him at receiver. And so it's supporting cast probably a little less his first 3 years on defense. But you can't have it all. You cannot do it all. You've got to give up something someplace. But now then, we got a defense that should do a great job of balancing the attack or balancing the game, a few positions or those areas. It's a whole concept. It's a special teams weapons that can give you some field position at the right time, Turpin time. That type of thing. Those are the supporting things that really say, well, Jerry, that's just makeup of a team. No, it's supporting your quarterback. It's asking your quarterback to play above shortcomings, and that's what I'm trying not to do, and that switches around. So it's the age-old question. You want to build an offense? Great. By the time you get that done, your defense is really going to be in disrepair. You want to turn your attention to defense like the Cowboys did through 18, 19, 20? Okay, now your offense is in disrepair. And if your quarterback can't elevate your offense, I think is what you're asking him mostly to do, then you got to spend with a credit card. Then you have to try to cram more good players onto the team than the salary cap should allow. I don't think they have a quarterback to elevate a bad offensive line and a so-so receiving core. So far, they're not showing a willingness to spend with the credit card. The Jones boys got to get through this through their head, Brian. unless you have Patrick Mahomes, you got to do something irresponsible with the cap to win it all.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, that's the thing about it is, and it's about to get real dicey for them because you mentioned the amount of money that now that Dak Prescott, that how he becomes on that salary cap. So
19 to 49 next year.
Yeah. And so
2.5x.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Stephen Jones and Will and those guys are thinking about right now, keeping that money over.
But it is a Friday. It is a football fun Friday. We got bet payoffs happening. Brian's going to drink a Miller Lite out of a shoe coming up in 2 hours. Here's Lucius with the G Bag of the Day.
All right, here we go, and it's brought to you by CBD American Shaman Shop, Texas, CBD.com. Mic check, 1, 2, do I sound great, fellas?
You do sound great.
Incredible.
You look ridiculous with that thing around your chin. You look crazy.
What you talking about?
You look crazy.
Thank you.
Eighth grade announcer is our winner. Cheerleaders are running off the field right there. Eighth grade announcer just wanted everybody to give them a hand.
Let's give them a hand, I am so sorry. Let's give them a hand, folks. Great job, well done, ladies.
That has not gotten any less funny. That could win for the rest of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, really good. Let me get my little grooves, bro. I don't know what I want to do with the music, man.
Do you think that kid lost his job, by the way? It's volunteer, right? Like, he's not getting paid a dime for that. Oh, you think that's a...
Yeah, it sounds like a member of the faculty or maybe a dad or something.
That sucks even more.
Yeah. I don't think you can excuse a misstep like that, even though he sounded like a pretty good announcer.
Yeah, the title said he got fired after this, but I don't know if the title was just trying to, like, you know, get me to click on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you get fired from a volunteer position?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's considered firing at
that
point?
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Coach Mike McCarthy
uh-huh.
on the QB controversy.
How did you deal with it in Green Bay? Because it was a different time, right? You know, when the Rodgers Favre thing was going on, it was pre-social media or pre-Twitter. Like, how did you deal with the noise back then?
Well, I mean, anytime we encountered anything, the philosophy was to stay on a high road. And I'll just tell you from a lot of experience of riding up on that high road, there's nobody there and it's lonely and you get that beat out of you. So that's definitely not the, excuse me, that you get, you know, it's a different approach. And
I
think clearly, it's just, Jerry's engaged with his fan base, and I think that's a positive thing.
Excuse me.
I think you've had a vodka water already.
What are you doing? You trying to get us canceled?
I'm just disturbed that use bad language.
I was just blah blah blah.
I was trying to figure out. He was on one today. So was Sean RJ. It was great. Yeah. It was a fun time. But I'm listening on the Odyssey app, and then it just. Like, I don't understand. I didn't understand what was going on because they dump out of it. So I'm, like, trying to figure it out, and it's not until they replay it later that I'm like, oh, okay. Now I know what he said. Now I get it.
Get the S-beat out of you on that high road.
You do.
Yeah. Sounds like he's starting to see the light.
He is.
Let's see. Eli Manning was on Late Night Jimmy's. This is Jimmy Fallon. They were talking about doppelgangers. You guys got doppelgangers? I know Dawson does. It's like
Dave McMiniman.
Yeah,
on McMiniman,
ESPN.
Yeah,
and then some guy on the Ricky Lake show.
About
20 years ago, it's on my Instagram.
Yeah,
this guy was just a dead ringer.
Yeah, you look just like that dude. There was a dude I seen at Bone Daddy's one time at Daddy's Jabbar. I thought that was you.
There's a couple out there.
Yeah, there's a couple of people out there, man. Yeah, I get out Most Def and Nokia from Drew Hill.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna look it up.
Eli Manning right here on his doppelganger.
When I was talking to you backstage, I go, that was cool you do that. And I go, have you ever been recognized for a different celebrity? And you said a lot comes up all the time.
It comes up all the time. Just, just not too long ago, this summer, I'm taking the girls fishing. We're kind of driving, and I pull over, get some water, get some snacks, go into a store, and, I get to the counter, and the guy looks at me and goes, are you who I think you are? I'm like, yeah, I think so. He goes, oh, my gosh. Michael Phelps is in my store. He's like, everybody, come out, it's Michael Phelps. I'm like, whoa, no, I'm not Michael Phelps. He's like, so you lied to me? I'm like, no, I just thought who you thought I was not
me.
Who I am, and you thought I was not who I think I thought you were.
It always surprises me when Eli Manning is like, an effective communicator, I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That's so awful.
When he starts talking, I'm like, wow, this guy's really dumb and awkward.
Because he's got the dumb face.
Yeah, he's got
a ridiculously dumb face.
The tone of his voice just doesn't speak, like he's super smart or anything like that. But he is, He's just not as smooth as Peyton.
No, yeah. No. I think Peyton still abuses him a little bit when they're not looking.
See that.
You know, parents aren't looking, nobody's around.
Yeah.
It might be a noogie or something like that.
Something
real rude.
Probably reminds him he can still kick his ass all the time.
Speaking of kicking ass all the time, Steve Smith, you seen him on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Which Steve Smith? White out.
Little short Steve Smith with no neck and bald head. Look like a little Eminem head.
Uh-huh.
Milk dud. Don't tell him I said that, but yeah, this is him on the sidelines. The players almost ran him over as they were doing their job on the sidelines. So.
I believe, Colleen, that you're onto something.
Uh-huh.
Because I believe that the Cleveland Browns are plenty fine.
I tell you what,
one
of these boys hit me while I ain't in a uniform. They will not be playing tonight.
Yeah. The Cleveland Browns.
Tell you that. They want me to come out of retirement. They don't want that.
That, I do love his confidence, man. He's very confident in his ability to fight. I'm in a suit here doing broadcasting, and if a padded up guy in his prime runs into me, I'm gonna destroy him.
Yeah. That's sweating like a Pentecostal preacher too in there.
Oh yeah.
A little hair was shining.
Steve Smith from the sidelines almost got ran over, has threats for current day players. If you want to fight him, you will not be playing tonight. Eli Manning on the late night Jimmy's, not Michael Phelps. Coach Mike McCarthy and the QB controversy is gonna stay on the high road. Or is it our eighth grade announcer wanting you to give a hand to the ladies? Okay. I'm gonna go with Steve Smith. I always enjoy his commentary on things.
I'll run it back with the champ.
Tied at one, Lucius.
I've got one more.
Oh, we got another nominee.
I've got one more.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Bobby Bell surprising Sean Sharif.
Oh.
With his Jane Slater rant.
Oh, yeah, the Jane Slater rant. Here we go. Yeah.
The one day I don't ask if we have another nominee.
This might win it.
I think I'm going to change my vote.
Sean, while I thoroughly enjoyed your interview with whoever that Red Raiders head coach was, I thought Gavin Dawson already taught you not to bet against the Orange Magic. It's clear that RJ, and this pains me to say it, watches more football than you. The Longhorns are going to burn Tech as bad as you burn that meat on your grill every weekend.
I wouldn't
be surprised if Bryson has already committed to Texas by halftime. Sark's going to carry my Longhorns to victory, much like you were carried to state by your mixed doubles partner. Also, your hands, they're so incredibly small. Seriously, my hands are bigger than yours. I don't even need a joke for that one. Hook up, Sean. Texas fine. Texas fine.
Such a ball buster. Oh, I love it. The greatness of Jane Slater. That is my vote, Schiafalo. How about you?
I will. I'll double down on it.
Okay, there's two votes for Jane, Lucius. What do you say?
I see where it's going. I'm going to go with Eli Manning, but I see where this is going. This is a clean sweep here, folks.
Yeah, Hurricane Jane. How about that?
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. Man, this is a tough break for the 8th grade announcer. Came up against a buzzsaw. Could have seen that one going 5.
Poor guy.
All righty. Thanks, Lucius. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, Lucius replays the champ for you most every evening at 5:40 during LA Live. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are we headed?
Yeah, it's Friday, boys. It's the Sports Mix. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is time now for Krusty's Corner with Broadus. Here he is, Brian.
Tell you what, it looks like that parade they had in Vegas for the Aces. Looked like a heck of a lot of fun. Becky Hammond looks like she's still hung over.
As she should be. Should they do all sports championship parades in Vegas? Should they just say sorry, look like, or maybe just double up? Like, we're going to do one in our home city, but we're also going to do one in Vegas.
That looked fun. Yeah, maybe.
I'd vote for that.
That's a good one. New Orleans might be a good one, too, I bet. New Orleans would probably be a lot of fun. Championship parades. All right. I promise the sports mix. Here it goes. Chief.
Broadus.
You worried that Parson missed another practice with a cold, or is there more there?
Are you worried that you got to drink a beer out of my nasty sauna shoe at 420 today? Of course I'm not worried. You're more worried about that than I'm worried about Micah Parsons. This guy's a super freak animal, okay? I think we're all dealing with a little stuffiness at this point. The allergies, right? Yep. He's coming from Penn State up north. It's going to take him a while to adjust. So, no, I think this is a non-issue. I think and even if he is sick, he would have like a Michael Jordan-type flu game on Monday night. That's what would happen. So I have no problems.
General?
I think Chiafalo nailed it, Brian.
Well, then get some Claritin over there to the young man.
I think so. I think that's in order. But, you know, you do have
some BC powder if we're talking about a Michael Jordan flu game. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the Hurt Locker.
Yeah, he'll do whatever it takes. And besides, I think it's probably a little bit of a blessing. Take a little extra day off the legs.
Honestly, if I'm more worried about anything with him, it's the toe and knee situation that we're not really getting too much on. Like, that concerns me.
Well, that's
me
what
more.
I was asking you. Is there more there?
Oh, like they're using it as an excuse that he's missing practice because of the cold, but he's laid up with the elevated leg, icing the toe and the knee.
I'm just wondering, man. We've heard about some toe and knee, some trouble with that. You know, are they just kind of masking something here? I mean, you don't miss 2 days of practice with a cold, right?
Yeah.
Unless you got COVID or something like that, right?
I'm just going positive goggles on this thing, man. I can't even let myself go down the rabbit hole of Micah Parsons being legitimately banged up.
They would let us know by now, Brian. This is minor
you
stuff.
Think?
Yeah.
You think? All right.
Yeah. Plus, he's a superhero. He'll overcome whatever he has to.
He'll regenerate a part. He'll be okay, right?
I do firmly believe that, yes.
Yeah. All right. Just want to make sure. They've told us the truth a lot, you know, about these injuries and stuff. They've been very forthright in all the injuries.
Dak just had that blister a couple weeks ago on the ankle. It wasn't definitely didn't pop or anything crazy.
I'm just happy Dak's totally healed. You know, he's 100%. Guy's been 100% for over 18 months.
Poor guy goes from starting against the Commanders next week to maybe not having a job. Speaking of that.
He's healthy as a horse.
Gavin, does Jerry really have the guts not to play Dak?
I think he does because we've seen enough football where you'd want to give the guy a real great chance to be 100%. And if Cooper Rush is playing well, then it just kind of courts attention. You know, I think staying with the backup quarterback would be a big story in Jerry's mind. Obviously, you want your stars on TV, and I think the ratings are important, and I think you're going to get much better ratings with Dak than Cooper Rush. But, yeah, I do think he would do it. There's enough, like, actual reasons that I think would support making that a wise decision.
I would say no. With the variables that you have in play right now where it's Cooper Rush, this isn't Dak Prescott's rookie year, and you just put a draft pick on him, and there's a whole future in front of him, and he might end up being the face of your franchise like he was talking about earlier today. With KNC, it's like that was a different deal. And the sample size, Dak had like majority of the season before Romo was able to come back. Cooper Rush isn't even going to have enough time. But I do think that if you have like an undefeated Cooper Rush run here, and then a couple weeks Dak comes back and struggles for like clearly it, like struggles like he did in game one for a couple of games, I could see them maybe making a switch and going back to Cooper Rush. But in no way do I think there's anything plausible that Cooper Rush could do between now and the next couple of weeks where Dak's healthy again that would say, Dak, you keep sitting down.
So what if they win these next three games? We talk about the game against the Giants, the Commanders, and he goes to L.A. and beats the Rams. And then you get Dak back for Philadelphia.
I think you'd be excited about that. I mean, what a great downtime for Dak. I mean, shoot, Drew Brees was out. Teddy Bridgewater won a bunch of games, and it wasn't like, okay, let's go with Teddy Bridgewater. And I think that is light years closer to what we're probably talking about right here. So it would be impressive. The only way, like, you would hold Dak back for performance is if Cooper Rush goes out there and puts up all-world numbers. But he's just barely scraping by with enough offense to win these games still. So Cooper Rush has to play a lot better before you'd really be riding the hot hand.
Okay. Chief, If the Cowboys lose this game, what is the reason?
I think it's just a ton of self-inflicted wounds. I think it would be turnovers and penalties, really. And then maybe the third one, and it'd be a distant third because I'm not super concerned about it, but the idea that they are getting, while losing Leonard Williams for the week, they are going to be getting, Ojulari and Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And so now you have two legit guys who can actually rush the passer. And so that could cause a little bit of problems that the Giants haven't been able to cause with their pass rush to this point. But to me, it's just you got a ridiculous amount of penalties and you turned the ball over and you did kind of what Carolina did.
To actually lose this game, Brian, you're talking about hitting the trifecta of crap. Now, unfortunately, it is a trifecta that could hit. But you need to have the turnovers, you need to have the penalties, and then also Saquon Barkley is running all over you.
Yeah, that's what I worried about. Yeah.
Like Leonard Floyd did, like the Colts guy did a couple of 2-3 years ago. We've seen plenty of games over the last 5 years where they just can't stop the run. Next thing you know, you commit extra resources and Daniel Jones throws one over the top for a big play and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe we lost this game. But yeah, it would take all three of those things.
Yeah, the one, I think you made three really good ones. The one that would worry me the most is all of a sudden you completely take Daniel Jones out of the game because they're running the football.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to make throws. He doesn't have to. The strength of your defense, would you guys think, is what, your pass rush?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and they take that away from you by running the football.
I could see that really happening.
Yeah.
But then you also have to commit a bunch of bad penalties and have a couple of turnovers. Because I think Saquon could run all over you and you hold him to field goals. And they're still under 20 points, even though he's got 150 yards.
That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe you throw in a couple of poor game management decisions at some point, you know, and then boom, there's your recipe for nightmares.
Gavin, what are your expectations for Michael Gallup on Monday night?
3 catches for 50 yards. About that, yeah.
That would be from a number. Yeah, that's probably about what that'd be like the ceiling on which I think you're probably looking at. I don't know how many snaps. I don't expect to see him a ton. And like you hear Bobby talking about it with Sean and RJ this morning, like probably get him out there and not really try and test his route tree really with the ACL and the lateral movements and the slants and all the different routes that have you cutting more. It's probably, hey, we'll send you on a couple of 9 routes. We'll get you out there. If we hit one, great. We'd love to get your confidence going. Maybe one of these easy comeback routes or curls that they love to do. But I'm not really expecting too much.
Gallup will blow up when Dak comes back. Dak's
so.
Guy.
Yeah. I like what you're saying, 3 for 50. I was thinking that would be, that would be kind of where I was thinking, like 3 for 65 or something like that. I went thinking maybe a play or two down the field, maybe a slant or something like that. I hope he gets back into the flow of things, with the offense and it's comfortable out there. They come back, there's no swelling or anything like that that he has to deal with. I don't think they'd put him out there if he wasn't healthy and ready to go. All right, Gavin.
Yeah.
What are the chances I get sick drinking this beer from this shoe?
I would say, less than 1%. But who knows? There might be some kind of a microbe in there,
Yeah.
Some kind of a bacteria get inside your ear.
That's the positive outlook a guy would have who has no idea about what has been in and around that shoe. I unfortunately do know the deep, dark history of that sauna
sneaker.
So
you're saying that the alcohol will not kill what's into that shoe now?
If we were doing like one of your scotches maybe out of there, but a little Miller Lite, I don't think it's going to do enough to kill it. So I am actually wondering if is there a way that you can can you eat tough actin, tenactin? I don't know. Because you might need it for your insides because of what is in that shoe.
At
first I wasn't nervous about
maybe
this.
Maybe gargle with some bleach.
Can you consume tough actin, tenactin? I'm actually going to Google that.
Oh, man. I honestly was not really nervous thinking about it. And now I'm thinking, okay, I've done probably worse things, but I'm worried about the germs not being
turning into brindle fly one day.
Yeah, 58 years old. Is there something? I mean, when you're 20 something, you do something stupid like that. It doesn't matter.
Right.
When you're in your late 50s, I kind of worry that maybe I'm setting myself up for something.
Yeah, this
here.
Could be the end of it.
It could be the end. But it was nice having the sports mix with you guys every week.
And we'll sprinkle your ashes at the lake house. You know,
appreciate
that. If that's,
that.
If that's
you
what you want.
That's
I'll
what I
sprinkle
want.
Them in my next beer.
There you go. Thank you.
Who's Leonard Floyd, asked the 817. I believe I meant Leonard Fournette, but I could be off on that as well. Brian, it's been nice knowing you, says the 214. Gavin, you idiot, says the 214. Don't sure what that's about, but it could be a number of things from that last segment. Nice job, though, Broadus.
Thank
appreciate you. Stephen Jones, Cowboys COO, joins you next here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.